Welcome back to the show, where as the day turns to night, we delve into all manners of topics strange and unknown. This is 99.9 FM, Unidentified Signal.
And that when day turns to night, that's not like just a tag. We actually come into the studio when day turns to night. It's a little chilly today.
A little chilly today, yeah.
A little chilly today. I need my late afternoon, early night cup of coffee, you know? Because it's a little chilly this morning coming into the studio.
Yeah, see, I'm starting to regret the iced coffee that I
put together for myself. Yeah, iced coffee was not a good idea today.
No, not by a long shot.
Definitely want that hot cup of coffee today. But sometimes you just get into that routine where it's like, I have iced coffee, must make iced coffee. And it's like, whoops, it's freezing today.
So. Yeah. Strap a blanket, folks. It's the chilly one.
It's hoodie weather. I love hoodie
weather. So, I'm excited about this one, DK. Okay. I wrote a little story for you.
Ooh, okay.
A little story for you. For you and all of our listeners out there on 99.9 FM, keep your dials tuned. It's a cute little story. It's fun. It's one that I grew up with, actually. Have you ever heard, I'm sure you have, of the Chupacabra?
I have heard of the Chupacabra. Now, I don't know the full story behind the Chupacabra, but I, of course, have, you know, heard of it. You know, I've heard of it in passing, of La Chupacabra.
This thing is like, so for the listeners out there that don't know, I'm Puerto Rican. Raised on the East Coast. Now I find myself in Augury Point. But my family used to terrify me with stories
of the Chupacabra.
Of this thing. Oh, dude, don't go out at night. Bring the dogs in. If you have cats, make sure they're not outside. All these things. Just don't go out late. A lot of things to keep you tucked, safe, behind closed doors.
So kind of like the boogeyman, where it's like, there's no boogeyman. It's more just this story to like scare you and be like, oh, better be in bed by 9 p.m. Better make sure all the chores are done by 9 p.m. or the scary thing is going to get you.
Kind of. And you know what? I hate to say it, but it worked.
Oh, yeah. It works on all kids. The boogeyman worked on me, you know? So, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Man. So, anyway. Our story begins in the mid-1990s in Puerto Rico. Picturesque island where the legend of the Chupacabra itself was born.
In the mid-1990s? Really? That early?
Yeah, it's not that old of a story.
Whoa, I thought the Chupacabra was, like, hella old. I thought that was, like, 1800s or something that the Chupacabra started.
Well, so, from all of the research I've done on this and the way my family talked about it and whatnot, because I'm a product of the 90s.
Same.
The way my family talked about this thing, it extends beyond these stories, because I've got stories, but it was more like folklore, like akin to something like Bigfoot, you know, or like the boogeyman or the Loch Ness monster. Like, you hear about these stories for so long, but in 95, residents of the town of Canavanas reported over 100 farm animals and pets just mysteriously killed. And the alleged culprit, a creature they named Chupacabra.
Okay.
Spanish for goat sucker. Go ahead.
Oh, I was literally about to ask, hey, what does Chupacabra mean? Goat sucker, apparently.
Bastardization. Spanish for goat sucker.
Oh, okay. Because it eats goats, I assume. Sucks their blood or something.
Mostly for its more vampiric tendencies, right? The habit of draining the blood of livestock.
Okay, I did not know that. I just thought it was something, just a scary monster. Cool.
Yeah, so what did the creature look like? Descriptions varied wildly, right?
As they always do with cryptids.
As they always do. But one of the first eyewitnesses, the one Madeline Tolentino, depicted it as an almost reptilian being with leathery skin, sharp spines, and large almond-shaped eyes.
Oh, wow. I did not realize it was reptilian. I kind of almost thought it was like pseudo-wolf-ish.
And we'll get into that, but there's a lot of different, from eyewitness accounts, stories, mixing fact, fiction, and folklore about what they think this thing is and, like, what they saw when they saw it, right? Yeah. So the description captured the public's imagination and set the stage for this now legend, right, that would go way beyond the borders of Puerto Rico.
Sure. Yeah, it would be worldwide. And obviously the depictions are going to be different because you've got people who probably actually thought they saw Chupacabra, and then you've got people that are over-exaggerating. They didn't see it, but they want to maybe try to pounce on the popularity, get a quick 15 minutes of fame, make something up. And so I imagine the descriptions of this thing are just all over the place.
Yeah, and they absolutely are. In fact, Shy just tacked to the board two pictures that are wildly different, right?
Wow. You're looking there's the pseudo-wolf thing that I was thinking. That's more what I thought the Chupacabra was.
Exactly. They're wildly different, but, like, unanimously accepted as, like, okay, it could have looked like, you know, picture one, but it could very also look like picture two. So no one really had anything concrete. And of course, it's like a myth. Everything is going by a wild game of telephone these days.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So the Chupacabra itself didn't stay confined in Puerto Rico for long. Reports of similar creatures and attacks started popping up all over Latin America, and then more so into the United States, especially in the Southwest. So as the legend traveled, the description of the creature began to change. In the U.S., for example, it was described more like a hairless dog or a coyote, whereas in Puerto Rico and Latin American culture, it was described as more reptilian. So more like picture one, where in the U.S., we're like picture two.
So they could, like, it could just be a case of, in America, people were just like, oh, something ate the goats. Must have been Chupacabra. Kind of looked like a wolf, but not really a wolf. And it had probably nothing to do with the Chupacabra at all.
Very well could have been that, yeah.
Okay. My goats are disappearing. Here's the legend. Oh, my God. I don't know what it is. Something took them.
Sir, they've got no blood. What happened?
It's gotta be the Chupacabra.
It's gotta be the Chupacabra.
It's gotta be Kane. Oh, sorry, wrong record.
Oh, man. So in 2007,
I'm glad you a got rancher. That,
so in 2007, a rancher claimed to have killed a Chupacabra. But upon examination, the creature was later identified as just the coyote with mange. Now, mange, for those who don't know, it leads to hair loss, and it can make an ordinary animal, right, like a coyote, appear almost alien, and folks started to believe, well, that could explain some of the sightings. But what about the rest of them?
That's
possible?
That's a lot of mange, though. Like, I mean, if it's like, oh, it was just a coyote with mange, like, I would imagine there's too many sightings, way too many sightings to be like, oh, yeah, it's just mange. It's just a coyote. Like, that's too many. Also, wow, Shy, is that a... Oh, God! Like,
right?
She just put up those pictures on the board of these coyotes with mange. I would... I would shit all over. Uncontrollable loss of my bowels. Because look at that. I too would imagine, oh my God, that must be a cryptid. That must be something from legend. Holy shit, I just saw the Chupacabra. That's scary as hell. I don't like that at all. Take that off the board right now. I am not sleeping tonight.
Yeah, it's wild too. And you can start to see kind of like how, like, especially that last image.
All of them, actually. But yeah, especially that
especially
last one.
Especially that last one.
Posted on the board. Oh, no.
You get a canine with mange. You're like, oh, yeah, I get it. It looks so alien and rabid.
You might think it was actually an alien.
You might. 100%. And it's so much so that the legend of the Chupacabra itself has appeared in, like, books, movies, video games, and television shows and whatnot, that it just lays more credence to it, right? So I've got some base notable reportings for you. So the original sightings in 95, farmers started discovering their livestock dead with unexplained injuries, typically described as puncture wounds, right? And what made these puncture wounds interesting is there were like three puncture marks in all of the dead creatures, but they were almost like triangle shaped.
Right.
So these animals were found dead with three puncture marks like around their neck or major vein or artery, mm-hmm. and then reportedly just drained of blood.
Oh. And the other thing to note is, so I've done a couple episodes on cryptids, right, with Detective Ridiculous. And one of the things is people are always like, oh, well, you know, these farmers are just, they're just stupid. They just can't tell that it's, you know, a wolf, or they don't know what a wolf looks like or something or whatever. And it's like, no, these are farmers. Like, they know what wolves look like. They probably know what a manged coyote looks like. And they probably know what it looks like when an animal has ripped a goat or a sheep or something to shreds, because it's something they constantly have to deal with because it's their livelihood. So chances are, if the farmer doesn't know what the attacked this thing and has never seen wounds like this, then it's not just like, oh, it's just a hungry wolf. Right?
Yeah. No, and I fully agree with you. In fact, the legend of the chupacabra itself mixes with some other cryptids you might be familiar with. So much so that, like, there have been speculations down the line that, oh, what if they're connected? You know, what if they're of the same species for or what it's worth? But, like, these farmers would find their animals completely exsanguinated, and scientists would, like animal attack specialists and whatnot, would be like, oh, there's just animals like drinking the blood. Now, I don't know about anybody else. I grew up on Animal Planet. I don't think I've ever seen an episode where like raccoons, coyotes, wolves, or any other like rodent/canine attack is actively exsanguinating their, you know, their prey.
That is, by the way, can I just say, great choice of words, exsanguinated. Oh,
isn't that a good
man.
Word? I love it, dude.
I love that. I was unaware that you could use sanguine in that manner to describe something that has been exsanguinated. But henceforth, henceforth, I will 1,000,000% add that to my lexicon. Oh,
it's a good word.
It is a great word. Ugh. Shy, I don't know if you could post that meme that Kiriath had where it's like, oh no, why am I always forgetting things? Because I have to toss out words in my lexicon to make room for new ones. That's what I'm experiencing now, where, you know, the brain tosses out the word saute, like, oh, I need to forget that, and then it puts the word bussy into its vocabulary.
Okay.
I love that. I saw that this morning. I was like, brother, that is so funny, because it's so, that's so 2024 coded.
It really is. That's it. Funny, though.
That's great.
Bussy. Put
yeah,
that in the...
Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah. 2024 pill, dude.
Oh, man. All right. let me try to bring this train back to the rails here.
Yeah.
So over the course of several months following the first sighting, over 150 farm animals and pets in Canavanas were reportedly killed in a similar manner. And the mayor, Juan Jose Quemo Soto, led several hunts for the chupacabra, but without success. And these events further fueled like more media coverage and public interest, yeah, both locally and internationally. And then, of course, later, more sightings started to appear, or more sightings were reported in other parts of Latin America, and they began to emerge in, like, Mexico, Chile, and Brazil, but each region had its own version of the creature, with descriptions varying from, like, the reptilian to dog-like, but all were connected by the same common thread of bloodless livestock.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know what could possibly be doing this, because like it's not like it's a hungry animal that's just ripping them apart limb from limb for food. Like, it is actively like draining their blood, like almost pseudo vampiric, and it's like what animal does that, or even has a tendency to just want to drink blood?
Plot twist, it's the Cullens, and they're just attacking animals, because this is Twilight.
Oh, of course, of course. It is actually vampires. They are sparkling their way into, you know.
And yeah, that's a good point, Shai. Thank you for the note on that.
Yeah, I was going to say, vampire bats, sure, but, like, vampire bats aren't big enough to, like, actively drain all of the blood out of a goat or something, are they?
No. Not by a long shot. No, vampire bats, and I could be wrong here, I don't remember too much of...
And it couldn't be a swarm of them, because then you'd have, like, hundreds of bite marks on the thing, rather than just, what, three? I don't even know what sort of creature would have that sort of tendency for just exsanguinating an animal.
Yeah, you're talking about creatures like mosquitoes and ticks and vampire bats, right? Like, not huge creatures, but they feed on blood specifically. Now, if I remember right, it has something to do with, like, the proteins or, like, the composition of the blood itself, right?
I mean, that sounds right to me. I couldn't tell you.
I have no idea.
It sounds right.
Reaching deep into like these archives I have in my brain here about random facts.
Sounds reasonable to me. I am not a smart man, but it sounds reasonable to me.
So, by the late 1990s and early 2000s, chupacabra reports had spread to the U.S., particularly close to the Mexico border, like Texas and New Mexico, and in these areas. The chupacabra was often described more like a strange, hairless dog rather than the reptilian creature that, you know, reports were popping up in other parts of the world, in Latin America, especially in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm.
In America, is it still reports of animals that have been drained of blood? It's still very
apparently,
vampiric in nature?
Okay. It's and it was hard to find quote-unquote notable reportings, but... The earliest one I could find comes from like 2007, but there have been hundreds, if not thousands, of reports of just bloodless animals being found in various parts of like the southern United States.
Wow.
So the Texas chupacabra, one of the most widely publicized incidences in the United States. Mm-hmm. A rancher killed an animal that was attacking his livestock and labeled it a chupacabra. And the creature was hairless with a pronounced snout and large ears, right? Characteristics that matched some descriptions of the chupacabra. However, it was later debunked and identified that it was just a coyote with severe mange.
Okay. Okay. That coyote's still looking at me, by the way. Can we take that off the board, Shai? Can you just rip that off, please?
It's borderline skinwalker territory.
It really is. That thing is going to haunt me for a while, so thank you for that, Shai. When he killed the thing that was attacking his animal, though, was it... It was, like, straight up attacking it and being, like, feral, though, right? So it couldn't have been a chupacabra if he was, like, fighting it?
To my understanding, yeah, and that's what everybody... who like caught wind of this sided with, because the chupacabra is, well, at least in folklore, known for being extremely stealthy, very nocturnal. And if you're catching this thing, it's always on like a refrigerator camera with really piss poor quality in the middle of the night. And yeah, all like you catch is the lens flare of the eyes of the thing. Mm-hmm. But this guy reportedly killed one.
Yeah, probably not.
So probably not, right?
Probably not.
Which leads us to the healthy dose of skepticism. So scientists and skeptics have offered several explanations for the phenomenon, and the most prevalent theory is that the sightings are just like misidentifications of sick or injured animals, as we said before, usually dogs or coyotes with mange.
Okay. Well, that explains like misidentifying it, but how we have they come up with a reason to explain the bloodletting?
And to answer that question as easy as possible, no.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one to put on anything, because I cannot think of any predator that does that. Or a predator large enough to do that to goats and sheep and cattle and stuff. There's just not... Again, do I know every categorization of mammal on the planet? No. I've just never heard of an animal doing that. That's the weirdest part, is that it's just three marks, blood's all gone, foomp. That's it. And it's like, what does that?
I love it. I love your energy on that, because that's exactly what everybody who kind of like falls in line with the theories and the folklore, or like attached to the culture behind it, because science has indeed explained every other aspect of it, right? Mm-hmm. To say that it's like, the legend is a sort of a mass hysteria fueled by the media and the human propensity to find patterns and monsters in the unknown, but the method of killing, right, draining all of the blood without eating any of the flesh,
yeah,
doesn't align with any behavior.
Anything, yeah. The only thing I can think of, it is like, it started off as maybe a hoax, that some dude was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to pretend like there is a vampire monster on the loose. I am going to put three holes in this goat, and I'm going to drain its blood into, like, I don't know, a bucket or something. And then I'm just going to leave it there, and I'm going to see what happens. And it sort of just spiraled out of control. And, like, it's essentially this big hoax that's being perpetuated by people that want people to believe there's a chupacabra. That's all I can come up with. And that makes no sense.
It really doesn't. And despite all of that, like the cultural impact of it, right? Despite all of the skepticism, mm-hmm. the chupacabra it's solidified in pop culture. It's been the subject of movies, books, and television shows, and it's kind of like since the mid 90s become like a cryptid celebrity almost, alongside like Bigfoot and Loch Ness.
Mm-hmm. And the Mothman.
The Mothman.
The Mothman statue is a great ass, though. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but...
No!
Mothman statue is a great ass. He's built like a... Oof, man. He's got a dumpy, that Mothman, so...
I regret this. I pulled up my work laptop here to just... He's got me looking at... Disrespectfully, of course, at a statue.
Yeah, I am not looking respectfully. I am looking violently and drooling, right? So,
No.
Did somebody really? Okay, so... No. So Shai just told us that apparently somebody on the Mothman's ass statue has engraved a tramp stamp. And y'all need Jesus, all right?
Love that.
Y'all need Jesus.
Need somebody.
Wow, that's, you know, after posting that picture, like, somebody really took their time on that. Huh.
I dig it.
Yeah, see, Mothman, that Mothman statues, he works out.
He needed it.
Yeah.
You know what?
For sure.
Some people accessorize with watches, necklaces, bracelets. Now he gets a tramp stamp and it works.
Yeah, brother, I respect it. I respect I respect the grind, you know. All right, back to Chupacabra, since we've gone a little off the rail. Yeah,
so like I said, it popped up in books, movies, television, and video games, and like some of the more popular instances where the Chupacabra was mentioned might be something familiar with our audience of listeners out there and further beyond. It was in Red Dead Redemption as Mission, and they includes a mission where the player hunts down a chupacabra among other mythical creatures, and it appeared in Supernatural, it appeared in the X-Files, there's like three different horror movies out there just like covering it. Mm-hmm. Chupacabra Territory from 2016, Indigenous from 2014, and it just like lays credence to to that, because these are 2016 and then Yeah. Like, this is recent. We're like, we're talking within 10 years that people are still actively talking about this while others are out there looking for Bigfoot. And it started in the mid-90s.
Oh, now, that is such a cool rendition of the Chupacabra. Oh, my God. Oh, I love that.
Isn't
I don't know
it neat?
Oh, that's the Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's so sick.
Isn't it cool as hell?
That's so cool.
And you can see that it's like they took the manged canine approach, but they made sure to put the spines and the serpent tongue and the fangs on
it. And the snout a little bit, yeah.
So it's like it's almost like a modern chimera almost, right? Because it's got like this vampire bat head on a deranged canine body with reptilian spines and that.
And almost a pig nose on it, yeah.
Yeah, so, dude, and it's weird. It's a chimera of sorts.
Of sorts, and, yeah.
And it's neat. It's really cool how deep it's... But, like, my family, like I said, like, growing up with heavily, like, culturally rooted grandparents and their parents and my parents... We were warned of things like that specifically, not the reptilian version per se, but the one that would hunt me down on all fours. It's like, don't go out at night, don't do, because that thing will come get you. I'm like, oh, I'm good. Yeah, I'm like, how old here? Single digits, still sucking on my thumb or some shit. And now I've got to worry about this thing.
About a mange coyote that's going to come and drink your blood and leave you lifeless in the field. Thanks.
For you to find me later and talk about it with the news. Like, that's...
Yeah, this is why I go to therapy. Thanks, Grandma.
So yeah, it's one of those things. And like I said before, I like vaguely touched on it, but you've got things like the Jersey Devil, right? On the East Coast. And one of the... like real tinfoil hat theories are that a lot of these almost reptilian slash canine cryptids that have appeared in all parts of the United States and some out west and east are all part of this same umbrella of cryptids.
Ah, okay.
Right? So like the Jersey Devil, while it has no direct relation to the Chupacabra, has been... quote unquote reported on in similar fashions.
Yeah.
An aftermath to the Chupacabra.
Could be, because we did an episode on the Jersey Devil, and that is just one massive hoax. It's literally a giant hoax. There is no credence. There's never actually been a Jersey. It is a big old hoax. But I could see how Chupacabra becoming like the sort of new monster could make people be like, whoa, Chupacabra, well, that's kind of like the Jersey Devil, and then it just sort of all falls under the same umbrella, like you said.
Yeah, and the crazy thing about it is, like, the Jersey Devil has more, like, myth behind it, because, like, one of the, you can correct me if I'm wrong, you said you did an episode on it, it's like the cursed 13 child of Mother Leeds or some nonsense, like,
yes. She gave birth to a devil. She gave birth to a baby. She'd given birth to like 12 kids, and her 13th, she was like, I'm so sick of babies. God, kill this baby or something. This is going to be the death of me. And then she literally gives birth to the baby. It sprouts wings and horns and hoofs, and it flies away. Yes. It flies like, out the chimney.
I mean, I get it, right? Because it's another one of those horror stories you tell your kids not to go out at night. Like, Pine Barrens, New Jersey is not the same ever since something like this. And then it's like certain parts of Puerto Rico and like Latin American countries are also the same way. Like, they still tell stories about these things that will come and get you in the middle of the night. And
boogeymen.
It's boogeymen. People. Exactly. And then, like, I remember seeing, I don't know, like, obviously, like, superimposed images or really bad trail camera footage of what they thought was a chupacabra or what they thought was a Jersey Devil, or as Shai just pegged on the board there, all of the different monsters that exist in America, right? And like how some of these relate to each other. Cause like there's even like the Swamp Man or whatever, or the Lizard Man
that has been
like connected to all of this as well. It's like, cause one of the major commonalities between all of these cryptids, specifically like these four-legged cryptids that just attack unannounced, are like they're reptilian to a degree. Like all of them. There's like lizard people or four-legged Komodo dragons with fucking vampire snouts. Like they just And it's one of those things, it's like, okay, you could put that tinfoil hat on and and you know, breathe that air if you really wanted to.
Also, looking at this Monsters of America poster, can we just appreciate two of the dumbest names I've ever heard? The Wampus Cat and the Pope Lick Monster, brother. Or the Puck Wudgie? What is going on? How am Listen, I supposed man. To take you seriously when you've got the Wampus Cat, the Pope Lick Monster, and the Puck Wudgie? I'm sorry, I can't take your myth seriously. Give it a cool name at least. You know, like the Feral Berserker Cat or something. Or, you know,
the Puck Wudgie.
Yeah, and the Pope Licker? What is this monster that goes and lick the Pope? Like, is it a devil that licks the Pope? Like, what the?
That Nobby doesn't strike fear in your heart, dude? Oh, man.
Not really, but, you know.
Wild, bro. Yeah. But I saw this image, too, and I started laughing because, like, they have Nessie in the Loch Ness, right? We have Champ, Chessie, Cassie, Catty, Bessie. Like, all... For what it's worth, almost Leopleurodons that are just like existing in these huge bodies of water. Like, no, we've never seen it. It doesn't exist. It's not real.
Yeah, Bessie is Nessie, but 2024 coded.
Yeah, Lake Erie.
Yeah, I had to throw that word out of my mind so I could make room for Bessie Shy. Yeah. You're right. Fair enough.
That just makes me curious to all the listeners out there, who's your favorite cryptozoological creature?
Oh yeah, what's your favorite cryptid?
Who's your favorite?
I think my favorite cryptid has to be the Jersey Devil, just because the New Jersey Devils are my favorite hockey team right now.
Okay, you know, that's fair. We'll go with that.
Yeah,
I mean, for me, I grew up with the Chupacabra. I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but I grew up with it, so it's definitely the one that I, you know, relate to.
Yeah, it's the one that you gravitate towards because, you know, it scared the pants off of you as a kid.
Dude, so much.
It's okay. Gremlins used to be... I wouldn't watch the movie Gremlins or Gremlins 2 until I was, like, in my 20s because I watched it as a kid. I don't remember it being that scary, but with Gizmo? Remember... Yeah, with Gizmo, but... The reason I wouldn't watch it again is because I had a dream that night that, like, I was watching, like, you know how, like, the in horror movies that was silhouette on a wall, like the shadow of, like, a monster eating someone? I had a dream that I was watching all of the gremlins eat my mom.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
And I was watching, like, the shadow on the wall of all these gremlins, like, crawling up my mom and just eating her. And I woke up in, like, a cold sweat, and I was like, I'm never watching Gremlins again, ever. And then I'm, like, 22 or something, and I watched again. I'm like, this is a comedy. What was I so scared of? What's the deal? But, yeah, as a kid, these things, they affect you. And, you know, it is what it is.
It definitely adds to, like... the mass hysteria. What is that?
Mongolian death worm?
What is
that? That might have to be a show in the future. Because, wow, that's a... What? Indeed, what is that? Large intestine? Okay. We gotta earmark that. We gotta earmark that. Because that is wild.
Chad Mongolian cryptid.
That's crazy. Wow.
Actually, that would be cool to explore cryptids from other parts of the world. Let's definitely revisit that.
Earmark that on the board, because wow.
That's wild, dude. I don't like that.
That artist's rendition is crazy. That looks like it's straight out of Dune.
It's a face sucker.
Oh, God. All right.
Okay.
Chupacabra.
So, what is the chupacabra? Is it a misunderstood animal or just a case of mass hysteria? Or is it actually something that's just truly unknown?
All the above.
All of the above. And the answer, just like that, remains elusive. What's clear, though, is that the chupacabra's real power lies in its mystery and in the stories we weave around the unknown shadows that linger just beyond the edge of our understanding. You like that? Dude, I put a lot of time into that one.
That was pretty good. I was like, hey, now. I was like, geez, is this the transition? Because, wow, nice, brother.
That was good, right?
That was like, good.
I was proud of that one.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Sheesh.
All right. Any notes that we want to share with our listeners, or what are your thoughts? I want to hear some stuff.
Oh, before we go, again, since we're just a little show out here in Augury Point, New Mexico, if you have been enjoying listening to us on your radio devices, and maybe you want to support this little show out of Augury Point, patreon.com/unidentifiedsignal, and, you know, consider supporting our quaint little show, you know.
And that's, yeah, well, yeah, we do need a better studio.
Yeah. It's a cozy little studio, though, you know? A heater wouldn't kill you, though, Shy. Like, it's cold, man.
I'll get you a Mongolian death worm for your feet.
Oh, no. That's one way to make sure I never come back into the studio. Enough with the mange coyotes. Why? It is pitch black outside. Why would you do that? What the dude?
You won't hear it coming, if that's any solace.
Oh, great. Thanks. I'll just be a bloodless corpse outside the studio. Dreams do come true. God, that is horrifying.
And that's the show, folks. Thank you for joining us on this journey into the enigmatic world of the chupacabra. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to set that station preset for more tales from the eerie. I was Slap, that was DK, and remember, the world is full of mystery waiting just beyond the veil of the unknown. Until next time, sleep where they can't find you.